I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, January 28th. Well, it's back to school in Quincy today after schools were closed for the past 2 days due to the snowstorm. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says crews were able to clear snow away from school buildings, allowing classes to resume on a regular schedule today. Now, the parking restrictions were lifted at 4 yesterday afternoon. However, officials are still asking motorists to try and keep their vehicles off the road as much as possible to allow for more snow cleanup. Curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed by 1 day this week, and residents are also asked to try and remove snow from around fire hydrants near their property. Two house fires in Quincy on Saturday afternoon are under investigation. The first one broke out at 35 California Avenue in West Quincy just after 7 a.m. That blaze ignited a propane tank on a gas grill on a porch, causing the tank to explode. The two-alarm fire extended into the house, but everyone escaped safely and no one was hurt. The home sustained significant damage and is currently unlivable. Then, just after 2:30 Saturday afternoon, firefighters responded to a fire at 31 Newcomb Street in Quincy Center, where a couch in a second-floor living room had caught fire. That was quickly put out. No one was home at the time of that fire. Both fires are currently under investigation. A program that allows Quincy Public School students to begin their college education early at Quincy College will continue this year. This week, the state awarded grants to continue the program and to expand it to 44 new communities across the state. The Quincy Public Schools will receive a $30,000 grant, and Quincy College will receive $50,000. The early college program began in Quincy in 2021, allowing qualified high school students to take Quincy College classes to get a head start on their college education at no extra cost to their families. The state says that 66% of early college graduates enroll in higher education right after high school, and that 87% stay in college. More than 10,000 students are expected to participate in early college in Massachusetts this year, and the state says 22,000 students will participate by the end of the decade. This year, there are 78 high schools and 32 institutes of higher education participating in early college. A man accused of opening fire and killing two people at a Carver Social Club on Saturday night was arraigned in Wareham District Court yesterday on murder and multiple firearms-related charges. 23-year-old Nicholas Muse is facing 12 criminal charges, including 2 counts of murder, attempted murder, and armed assault. Prosecutors say Muse opened fire at his 7-year-old nephew's birthday party at the St. John the Baptist Club on Silva Street in Carver at about 7:30 Saturday night. Muse told investigators he was invited to the party by a relative, but previous problems with some of the attendees caused tension when he showed up that ultimately led to the shooting. Muse claimed to have seen one of the guests reach for their waistband before the incident, but investigators say they only found 1 gun at the scene. Officers said they found 4 victims when they arrived. 27-year-old Benjamin Cowart was shot in the head, shoulder, and shin and pronounced dead at the scene. 20-year-old local musician Jalen Pena was rushed to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, where he died. Pena was Muse's cousin. A third 28-year-old male victim was transported to Tufts Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries, and a 32-year-old male victim was taken to South Shore Hospital for treatment. Muse was arrested in the woods near where the shooting took place shortly after the incident, taken to the Carver Police Department. Police said Muse called 911 following the incident and told dispatchers he was the shooter. Muse was held without bail and will be back in court for a probable cause hearing on February 25th. A new addition to the Hale Family YMCA in Quincy is finished. Crews recently put the finishing touches on a 20,000-square-foot, two-story addition to the building on Coddington Street. The addition will be home to a new, large-scale gymnastics center, a dedicated teen programming space, and an additional space for group exercise. The new center is named in honor of recently retired YMCA president Paul Gorman. It's called the Paul Gorman Center for Community Impact. A federal judge said yesterday that a nearly completed Massachusetts offshore wind project can continue as the industry successfully challenges the Trump administration in court. At U.S. District Court in Boston, the judge halted the administration's stop work order for Vineyard Wind, citing the potential economic losses from the delays and the developer's likelihood of success on their claims. Vineyard Wind is one of five big offshore wind projects on the East Coast that the Trump administration froze days before Christmas, citing national security concerns, and the fourth that has since been allowed to go forward. Spokesperson for the company, Craig Gilvarg, said in a statement that it would work with the administration to understand the matters raised in the order. Vineyard Wind is a joint venture between Avangrid and Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, located 15 miles south of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. It's 95% complete and partially operational, able to produce nearly 600 megawatts of power for the New England electric grid. Before the pause, it was on track to be complete by the end of March, with 62 turbines generating a total of 800 megawatts, enough clean electricity to power about 400,000 homes. Governor Healey will announce a plan in her state budget today to end the state's policy of suspending driver's licenses for some debts, such as parking tickets or easy pass bills, a policy that advocates have said is cruel and counterproductive punishment for poor people. If Healey's proposal passes, more than 500,000 driver's license non-renewals now in place will be lifted within 3 months. The number of people affected could be fewer because some people might have multiple non-renewals. The current debts would be affected, including parking tickets, motor vehicle excise tax, abandoned vehicle tickets, court counsel fees, and Tobin Bridge tolls. Most of the state's electric and gas companies will charge customers interest on temporary bill reductions this winter requested by the governor. The interest collected will range as high as 6.75%, which is the current prime rate. Last week, the Healey administration asked the utilities to temporarily lower gas and electric bills by 10% in February and March, as state lawmakers have taken little action to bring down the state's high energy costs. Companies can recover the money deferred starting in April, when gas heating bills typically drop. An additional 15% reduction on electric bills will be paid for with $180 million in existing state funds generated when electricity suppliers fail to purchase enough clean energy. That 15% reduction will not need to be paid back. The state's utilities filed their bill deferral plans with the State Department of Public Utilities this week, which must approve the 10% reductions on an expedited timetable for them to begin by February the 1st. National Grid, the state's largest gas company, said in its filing that the 10% gas bill deferral will cost the company $53 million. It'll forego collecting interest for 2 months, but will collect interest at the prime rate over the remaining 4 months of the off-peak gas period, which runs through October. National Grid's electric division says the 10% deferral on electric bills will cost an additional $43 million. It will also forgive 2 months of interest charges, but will collect interest over the remaining months until the end of the year, which means electric customers will see higher bills during summer air conditioning season. Eversource also said its electric and gas divisions would forgive 2 months interest, but would then begin collecting the 10% reductions at the prime interest rate. A solemn ceremony and wreath laying were held at the New England Holocaust Memorial in Boston yesterday morning to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day. People gathered to remember the millions of people killed by the Nazis during World War II. The Consulate General of Israel to New England joined Germany's Consulate General for the event. They said the tragedy must never be forgotten and must never happen again. The new museum, dedicated to preserving the memory and lessons of the Holocaust, is set to open in Boston later this year. Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell says their recent 18th annual drive for the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign collected over 100 toys that were distributed to families across Norfolk County. Since 2006, the registry has collected almost 2,000 donations for Toys for Tots. This was the 78th year of Toys for Tots, when the wife of a Marine wanted to donate a Raggedy Ann doll for Christmas but couldn't find an organization to help, so she founded the program. Today, the program operates in over 800 communities in all 50 states and has donated over 677 million toys. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 408. The NASDAQ rose 215. The S&P is up 28. Asian stocks were higher. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at $62 a barrel. Sports. The Bruins beat Nashville 3-2 in overtime. They'll be hosting the Flyers tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Celtics host Atlanta at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and a high of 23. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 3. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 22. Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 17. Saturday, sunny and a high 20. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, west winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, but diminishing throughout the day. High tide 7:13 p.m. Sunrise 7:01, sets at 4:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, January 28th.